Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Internet Radio's first magazine show, where you get entertainment, celebrity, love, dating, new, business, health, and fashion. All presented to you on Plus Size Life Entertainment, where being plus size is never a negative. By your host, here's Jackie and Zuhaila.
Hey, welcome to Plus Size Life, where being plus is never a negative. I'm your host, Zuhaila.
And I'm your host, Jackie. How's everybody today?
Hey, welcome back to the show. We have such an exciting show for you. We have a great guest. We have Maria Junior, and she is the head of a company called Curvy Ventures, and she's going to tell us more about this really cool company, about just having events for plus size women. And we're going to hear lots more about that soon. And also, just remember that next week we also have a fabulous guest on. We have an R&B vocalist and songwriter, Antonio Ramsey. And to hear those songs and everything, I really am excited about today's guest. And I also want to tell all listeners, please call in. We want to hear from you. Our number is 347-539-5729. And we really want to have anyone come in and talk to us, ask Maria some questions. We'd love to hear from you. So, Jackie, what's up with the news?
Yes. I was reading up on this. I don't know. Ladies out there, please be careful when you're taking cabs, when you're taking Ubers. This is crazy. You heard about this story with the guy that the Uber driver and the girl was drunk, and apparently he took her phone because she, like, passed out in his car, and she, I guess, fell asleep, and he took her phone, changed her destination in her app, because Uber is an app, and took her somewhere and tried to assault her. She had no idea. She's unconscious, this lady. Like, and then on top of that, left her on the side of the road and charged her $1,000 for the ride.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
girl,
the most terrifying thing.
Yeah, you can't leave your friends. Some friends will go party, drink, and put their friends in a cab to go home, but they're not safe. You have to go with them. Don't think that the cab driver is going to do his job and take her home.
Especially if you're, like, inebriated enough that you're able to, like, pass out in a cab. Because, like, even if I'm drinking and I get in a cab, I become so alert once I'm by myself. Like, I could not fall asleep in a cab. I don't know. I can't even fall asleep on the train, and I know people do it, and I'm like, I can't do it. What if someone does something to me and I'm asleep? Like, it freaks me out. Like, I can't do it.
This is bad. Yeah. Girls out there, please do not just put them in a cab and let them go home. Take them yourself.
Exactly.
If you're sober.
And there's like apps that can help. I mean, someone who's passed out, the apps wouldn't really work. Like, there's like SafeTrack, which is one that I like to use, which now they changed the name. I think it's Noonlight. And what it is that when you're in, like, when you're by yourself, you hold down, like, your screen. And when you let go, what it does is that if you don't put in your passcode immediately, you automatically, your phone call gets sent to the police. So pretty much what it's doing is... So, like, if you don't deactivate it, your phone location goes directly to the police, and they start to track you without the person knowing that it's happening. So if you're by yourself and you feel unsafe, there are apps like this that exist. And, like, but if she was passed out, that's the scarier thing. Like, if you're passed out drunk, you can't, I mean, if she were holding it before she passed out drunk, then the cops would have been following them from the beginning.
You see? Yeah. So, girl.
Because she wouldn't
listen.
Have been able to put in the code. But that's the thing. It's like there are ways of doing it. But if you're that drunk, like, it's more at that point, it's on who you're with. It's on yourself. It's like, take care of yourself. Like, I wouldn't put my life into anyone else's hands. I have stayed safe over the years is because I'm always very responsible about myself, especially when I'm drinking. I'm the first person to be like, or if I'm driving, I'm the first person to be like, no, I'm driving. I'm not drinking. I'm the first person to be like, I need a cab. I have to go home now. I don't, you know,
yeah,
like,
some people
I'm at my
like
point.
That.
I know,
some,
and it's
some
scary.
Girls want to have fun, and they don't care, blah, 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 whatever. You know, they don't care about what the aftermath of what they're doing in these clubs or parties or whatever.
You really, yeah. So you really are putting your hands, you're putting your life in the hands of a stranger, and that's really scary, you know?
Yep. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, but ladies out there, please be safe.
For
so
real.
Now we're going to be playing Marvin Sapp, Besting Me. We're listening to Plus Size Live Entertainment. We'll see you right back.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better, I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. tell them never could have made it.
The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. Love Zone here. The Love Zone USA.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to Plus Size Life Entertainment.
I'm your host,
Hello.
Jackie.
And
you're
I'm
there.
Kayla. Yes, I'm here. So we have our guest on the line. We have Maria.
Hi Daniel there.
Hey.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
We're so happy.
How
to
are
have
you?
We have so many questions.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited
to
be on the show.
So, just for everybody who's listening, can you share who you are, what you do, what your thing is, so everybody knows who you are?
Absolutely. So, my name is Maria Junio. I am the founder of Curvy Ventures. Along with my boyfriend, Juan. He's also the co-founder of Curvy Ventures. And basically what we do is we launched about a year ago. We're headquartered out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we host monthly events here for the plus-size community. So it's basically like a dance party. It's a private venue for the plus-size community. There's a bar. We have a DJ. And it's just an atmosphere that they can feel comfortable in without being judged. They can mingle, socialize, network, meet a potential love interest, and it's just a really good time. You know, they get to just be comfortable in their skin because society can kind of suck sometimes. So, you know, you don't have to deal with the nastiness of some people. In addition to that, we also host a weekend summer bash in Fort Lauderdale in June. So our next one is June 7th through the 9th. And for no one that's ever been to a plus-size bash, basically you pay a bash fee, and that covers all the parties for the weekend. It covers all your meals for the weekend, and we party hard. Like, there's pool parties with a DJ poolside. There's roaming room parties at night. There's dance parties, and that's just a really good weekend where people fly in from all over for the weekend just to have a great size acceptance weekend. Wow. And then we also, yeah.
Like a blast.
And then we also,
some invites. Me and Jackie want to be invited.
Definitely. We have to have you ladies at the Summer Bash. Then in addition to that, we also host vacations for the plus size community. And I've been in the travel industry for about 15 years, and I'm very passionate about the plus size community. So they just kind of go hand in hand for me. And we do a lot of research before we pick a resort or a cruise. So for 2019, we're going to Jamaica. And we're going to be at an all-inclusive resort for 7 nights. And we do research just because we want to make it as comfortable as possible for a plus-size person. So we try to look at as many chairs as possible, like without arms. We want to make sure that the resort has a lot of chairs without arms because, you know, a lot of plus-size people have social anxieties that they don't really talk about. So they kind of hold back living life, living their best life, right? Because they're scared of, you know, if they're not going to fit in a chair or if there's going to be a lot of walking, you know, if there's going to be stairs to go into a pool. So we just make sure we take care of a lot of the little details so they don't have to worry as much and that they're going to have a great time and they're going to try new things and make memories, you know, because we just want people to live life at any size. You know, we all deserve that. Yes. And we want to make sure people always have a place to feel accepted, loved, you know, welcomed, beautiful. So really that's what we do.
One thing, I do have a little place in Delray Beach, which is not so far from you. So when I'm down there, I'm going to hit you up.
Yes, how often do you come down? Yes, definitely. We always have you down. Okay, yeah, that's great. Definitely. Hit me up. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm staying with Jackie.
What gave you the idea to start this, or like, is it something personal that
happened? Yeah, what inspired you?
Yeah, so I've been in the plus size community for probably about 12 or 13 years, and you know, I've always been a huge advocate for the big, beautiful woman, and as a plus size person, I've always been a plus size person my whole life, and you know, I have those same anxieties where, you know, you always wonder if you're invited somewhere, if there's going to be a chair that's comfortable for you. And sometimes people turn down a lot of invitations to go out somewhere. And a lot of people don't know why they're turning them down, but it's just, you know, your own battle that you're fighting in your head. And, you know, since I've been in the community for so long, I've partied, you know, I've met wonderful people. I finally decided that I wanted to create, you know, something for the plus size community and kind of just add my own special touch to it. Being that, you know, there's plenty of events out there, but I make sure I look at every little detail because I want to make sure people just don't have to worry about anything. Cause that's the worst feeling ever is going somewhere. And, you know, the chair is just, it's going to break or there's arms or, you know, stairs and no elevator. You know, so, you know, and then it's great that, you know, my boyfriend is just as passionate about this because he's a huge advocate for, you know, the bigger guys. So it's great that we have an avenue for both of them, all with Curvy Ventures. So we have men and women that attend our events, our trips, our parties.
Ooh.
And yeah, so yeah, you could definitely come check out some of those big, handsome men because, you know, we love them too. And, you know, everybody's welcome.
Sorry, people usually talk about plus-size women, but they never really bring up plus-size men.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's a huge problem. Yeah, because, you know, we have some men in our Curvy Ventures group. We have a Facebook group where, you know, people mingle and socialize all day long. And some of the men do voice the concerns that there's not enough support for the bigger guys and that it's kind of like a double standard. There's all this support for women, and women are supposed to be accepted, but it's not really talked about for men as much. So it's great to have my boyfriend there that is the voice for the bigger guy. And, you know, we want to make sure that there is definitely an avenue for both, you know, and that's what we're there to do. And, you know, a lot of people find a special someone in our group or make lifelong friends. And as long as people just have a good time, that's all we care about.
Yes, that's
awesome.
Yep, trust me.
We are going to be right back to talk more with Maria, but we're going to take a music
yes.
transition. And so first off, we're going to have Post Malone's Better Now, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Plus Size Life Entertainment.
Think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Whoa. I did not believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow 'em out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dressed up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Trying to forget, but I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Ooh, I was so broken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life has changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around.
This is Cool of Cool and the Gang. When you want the best in love and entertainment, be sure to listen to the Girlfriend Network, where you not only get advice on dating, but the best music on the internet, with a little summer madness on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
It lingers when we're done. You believe God is a woman. upon me with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my sisters. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to Plus Size Life Entertainment. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your host, Kayla.
Yes, and don't forget that the Girlfriend Network is on Monday. Mike T will be live on Thursday with Danny Glover and Tony Diamond Countdown on Fridays, Soul Paradise on Wednesdays, and Hip Hop Christian Connections on Sundays. Don't forget about check out other shows out. And we're here with our guest, Christina Junio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hi. Hey, welcome back. So
welcome
we
back.
Have some wonderful questions for you because now we're entering our health and love and dating section of the show. And what we're going to ask you about now kind of go hand in hand with health and love and dating. So we wanted to know now that we know that you're running a business with your significant other right now. And
yes. We
wanted to know, you know, obviously that's a great relationship because you guys have started a business together. But as a plus size woman, you know, we've talked to other guests and we've read lots of articles about the self-esteem of a plus size woman and dating. And that's why this all goes hand in hand, health and loving dating. We wanted to know if you had ever had an experience prior to this boyfriend with, you know, self-esteem issues that kind of created bad relationships. Men can be degrading to women. And if you ever experienced anything like that as a plus size woman and now finding someone who is so supportive of the plus size community, like the difference between those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, prior to this relationship, I've dated men and, you know, of course I've battled with my own self-esteem and insecurities, and you have to kind of dig deep to learn, like once you learn to love yourself is when you realize how toxic certain relationships can be. And,
wow.
You know, I was dating, you know, some men just for the wrong reasons. Like everybody wants to feel loved, right? Everybody wants to feel accepted. Nobody really wants to be alone. So you just kind of, you deal with certain BS just because you want to hold on to somebody because you don't want to be alone. So, you know, and again, that I feel ties back to your insecurities. But once you realize you're worth so much more, no matter what your size is, you're going to be like, you know what, this relationship is unhealthy for me. And I'd rather be alone than deal with somebody who's going to make me feel bad about myself, or, you know, just not really ever compliment me. And, you know, everybody wants to feel beautiful. So, you know, I realize that now as you get older, you don't see it then, but as you get older, you know, you look back at certain relationships and you're just like, wow, what was I thinking? Like, why did I put myself through that? You know, you know, it's like, wow, I deserved better, you know, and if I was giving myself advice now, I would have never dated certain men. But, you know,
to women out there about finding someone who appreciates them for who they are. Like, what's your best advice for that?
You know, again, you have to love yourself first before you can get into a relationship. So
yeah.
you can't count on anyone to make you feel good about yourself. Now, I will say the difference in finding a man now that I can tell the difference that supports me and loves me for who I am, whether I lose weight, whether I gain weight, you know, he's so supportive of me and he is always making sure he makes me feel beautiful and that I'm the only person in the room. Whereas back then, no other man has really ever done that, you know, and you can tell the difference when someone truly loves you for you and someone's just there because they're just there and they're trying to get what they can get from you, you know? So
yeah.
My best advice is really learn to love yourself first. Do not ever, you know, wait for a man to make you feel like you're good enough. And once you can learn to love yourself, then you will find the right person and it'll happen at the right time. I know as cliche as that sounds, trust me, I wasn't looking and it happened. So there is someone out there for everybody.
Yes.
So talking about that, I was really wondering if you do, women are more, especially when we're bigger, where we feel like, oh, men are not going to look at us, blah, blah, blah. But do you do like singles events or something like that where they can come and meet each other? Specifically for like
we haven't done we haven't done just a specific singles one, but we have been talking about incorporating more different kind of meetups and events. So that's definitely something that we have spoken about. Currently, most of the people that attend our events are single, but we do have couples that come too just because they want to have a good time and meet friends. But yes, I think that's an excellent idea. So
yeah,
definitely, I'm definitely open to doing that for the singles down here.
Because I know men will show up. There's a lot of men who love like thicker women. So I'm wondering if when they hear about your events, they just show up just because you have to go.
Oh,
yeah, there are. Yeah, there's a lot of people that they do. Like, yeah, you know, it's so weird because I feel that some men are just kind of in the closet about liking bigger women. And that's a whole other topic. But, you know, that seriously is a whole other conversation. But we do have men that come to the events that, you know, they're big guys, they're small guys, they're athletic guys, but they just love bigger women, curvy women. You know, we have curves from all sizes. We have small curves, big curves. We have all different sizes of women that come to our events. Even we have a lot of people that have even had weight loss surgery, but they still just love coming to the events because, you know, they still have some insecurities or, you know, they've just made friends for so long that they still want to come party with everybody. So everybody, every size is welcome. We just want to make sure that everybody is accepting.
Yeah. You don't want a jerk to show up.
Absolutely not.
A funny event.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a funny situation maybe that's happened? Like, has there been a situation where you had to be like, oh, you need to go? Like, you're being destructive. Because I can imagine someone just getting drunk and being rude or, you know. People do crazy things.
Yeah, no, we have been very fortunate that we haven't had any crazy instances. I mean, there are some people that may look a little skeptical. We just make sure we keep a closer eye on them because we don't want people to come in and prey on the you know, the plus size community. So, you know, if you kind of look creepy, you know, we're making sure we keep an extra eye on you because we won't tolerate that. And we make sure we're very protective over you know, our people at our events and stuff. But knock on wood, we've had no drama and we've had great people attend.
Yeah, because already we feel, you know, we feel like we're getting ashamed by people for our size. So I feel like going to that event, you want to be free. You want to be like, everybody's like me.
Yeah.
They're going to judge me, right?
Exactly.
They feel like they're just free when they enter your station.
Yeah. And it's, you know what's so beautiful is that you see these plus-size women rocking their two-piece bathing suits. Like, I never put a two-piece bathing suit on, like a bikini until, like, 2 years ago. And
wow.
I did it, and it was kind of scary at first, but what made it easy was that I was with a group of people for one of our trips that we planned, and it just makes it easier to put your two-piece bathing suit on at a resort in front of people when you're with, you know, 50, 60 other people just like you. So,
exactly. Don't
you know, okay. Yeah, and you see these girls rocking their bathing suits that some of these smaller women are like, wow, I wish I had her confidence, you know, because
wow.
even smaller women
yeah.
have insecurities.
Because on our next segment, I want you to tell us all about what people wear and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
we're definitely
going
to have a fashion segment. But, no, it's definitely something because, I'm the host who's not plus size, but I'm not shirt size either. I'm, like, in the in-between
right.
sizes, between 8 and 10
right.
usually. And so
okay.
It took me until I was 20 years old to ever wear a two-piece, and it was out of insecurities
yeah.
that I had created in my head. And I remember
yes.
being told, like, no, you could wear it too, like, you know, and I know that that's a reality, that sometimes it's something that you don't even honestly have to fear. And I remember the freedom it felt to go to a store and be like, yeah, I'm going to buy myself a two-piece. And be brave
yeah.
about it. And I remember the first time I wore
right.
it, I was terrified and covering my belly
yes.
as I took off my
no.
shirt. And I was like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me. And then now I've gotten to a point where I realized I was like, oh, I don't even notice it anymore. You know, 8 years
yeah.
later.
And you feel sexy, right? You feel sexy in it. So,
yeah,
exactly.
You know. And it's really like, it's a perception. Like sometimes it says like you
yeah.
look at yourself in a certain way. Because I remember being 8 years old and thinking of myself that way. And now that I look back, I'm like, oh, I was freaking out. And I had no reason to be. And I think that that's like a part of like telling, you know, and that's kind of the reason we want to do this and talk to women like you who do
yeah.
amazing things for other
mm-hmm.
women. Because we want to make sure that people know that it's in your head most of the time.
Right.
You know, but love yourself. Everything's going to be fine.
Right. And I do want to touch on this. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do want to touch on the fact that, you know, although we're a size acceptance community and we're,
yeah.
you know, we don't ever want to change somebody. So, you know, if somebody wants to start getting healthy and losing weight and working out, we
mm-hmm.
totally promote that. And, you know, we support everybody. So it's okay for you to have healthy curves, but if you just want to just be who you are and you don't want to go on a diet and you don't want to lose weight, that's okay too. We're not here to change anybody. We're here to accept you as you are. So
yes.
that's what we want. Like, you know, we don't want to shove anything down anybody's throat, you know, just be free
mm-hmm.
to be yourself, you know, at any size. So, you know, I definitely want to make sure I touch on that because I don't want anyone to ever feel that we're promoting, you know, obesity or anything like that. We're just here to
yes.
create, you know, a party,
an
vacation or something. Exactly. An environment,
a community.
For exactly, for anybody to feel
yeah.
comfortable as you are.
All right.
Yeah,
so we're going to
we
definitely
yeah,
need more
ahead.
Of you. So we're going to take a short little song break now. We're going to be listening to first up Taylor Swift, I Did Something Bad. And remember that you are listening to Plus Size Life Entertainment. We'll be back.
I never trust a narcissist, but they love me. So I play them like a violin, and I make it look oh so easy. Cause for every lie I tell them, they tell me three. Man.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. And learn.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals with my pen, bitch I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Rari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean, pero no jalan.
Hola.
Tú compras todas las Yolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín. Yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Woo! Drive to stop and blow the brand. Woo! Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? I need the dollars to just beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad bitch, make a nerd.
Como Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tel y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. Lo salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Try to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Welcome back, guys, to Plush Life Live Dead Entertainment. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your host, Suhaila.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back. So now in fashion news today, we have we had the lookbook come out for H&M, for H&M's new collab with Moschino, who is designed by Jeremy Scott. So the big thing is that they haven't said that usually these lines don't carry plus sizes. Like Moschino has done this with H&M before and it has never carried plus size. And they haven't actually said they are carrying plus size yet. They haven't, like, released a statement about it. But the lookbook came out, and pretty much a lot of the looks that are being shown are with plus size model Barbie Ferreira. And everyone's really excited because the outfits look super cute on her, which means hopefully that means they're carrying plus size. They just haven't, like, released a statement. And so, Maria, what we wanted to ask you is about the fashion at your events and how women show up, and, like, is this exciting to you that a line that's a high-end brand doing an affordable line for H&M is going to be carrying plus size? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm super excited about that. That is great news, and I hope more companies and lines decide to follow in their footsteps, hopefully. Because, you know, we need options. And I think they're missing a lot of, you know, they're missing out on a lot of money because us plus size women, we got money to spend. So if you make the clothes and they're cute and they're sexy, we're going to buy them.
Exactly.
It's true.
And how do you see, like, the women who go to your events, like, how do they dress? How do they, you know, show up? Do they wear designer? Do, you know, what have you noticed about, like, the plus size community as, like, when it comes to going out to events like this?
Yeah. So at our Curvy Ventures events, the women come, I mean, they come dressed to the T. They are wearing heels. They are looking sexy. They've got their tight dresses or short skirts, you know, they're showing some nice cleavage and they're always coming stylish. You know, and that, I think that is fabulous, that they are so comfortable in their skin. And, you know, because there, a long time ago, there was not many avenues of fashion for plus size women. So we've come a long way. We still have a ways to go, but we've come a long way. So I like to see that the women at the parties and the bashes definitely dress up for the occasion. You know, it's a night out for them. So they're always looking, you know, to get their makeup done before a party, and they're coming in with really cute outfits, and they're looking really sexy. So the men need to come out and check the women out.
Yes, show up. All right. So we have one question for you about your events. Right now they're all in Florida, right? And then the ones that travel outside of Florida, right? Do you have in the works to be, like, in other major cities maybe, and having events outside of Florida that are party events like what you're throwing currently?
Yes. So we are in the talks of it. There's a lot of planning that goes into them, but we have discussed it because it is a great movement. The people love it. So, I mean, I really can't announce where we're looking to go, but we are looking to expand, definitely.
You
never know. You never know. You never know. So you never know where we'll end up. Yes, definitely. But yes, currently the Curvy Ventures monthly events are in Fort Lauderdale and the Bash. But our trips, you know, are elsewhere. Like, we're leaving for a cruise next week with the group. So and that's out of Miami. Yeah, we're going to Belize, Honduras, Mexico, and Grand Cayman with the group. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So before we finish up, we just want to make sure that everybody's able to find you on whatever social media you're on. Just tell the audience how they can find
website,
out information about your events, websites.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're on Facebook. We are really active on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the best two social media channels to find. We're on there daily. People are interacting daily. So Instagram, you can find us on Curvy Ventures, Facebook as well, Curvy Ventures. We also have a Facebook group where people are mingling all the time, which is Curvy Ventures Florida Plus Size Parties. So people can definitely join that group. Then for more information about our trips, they can visit curvyventurestravel.com. And if they ever have any other questions about any events, parties, bashes, what we have coming up, they can always email us at curvyventures@gmail.com. And we also have a toll-free number, which is so cute that I have to share. But our toll-free number is 844-SO-CURVY. So,
oh my God, I love that.
That's our number. Yeah, right? So cute.
So 844 so pervy. They can reach us.
Wow. So everything there, like prices and everything for these events, is it affordable for people to go that might not have too much money? Is it like a payment plan?
Yeah, I'm planning. Yeah, so
an event.
Yeah, for the trip for Jamaica, it's $100 deposit per person. The total for the trip, again, it's 7 nights. It's all inclusive, so it's unlimited alcohol, unlimited drinks, and it includes your hotel stay. So it's about $130 a day. The whole trip is $967, but again, that's for a whole week.
That's not bad at all. That's good.
Yeah.
$130.
Exactly.
You get a cheap hotel, you know, for a day.
Yeah.
Nothing included.
And you're right. You're not going to get your meals or your alcohol. So that's definitely affordable. And that's going to happen August 31st over Labor Day next year. So it's great because you could take one less day off from work and not have to use a vacation day. And then the summer bash is June. June 7th through the 9th of next year in Fort Lauderdale. And it's a $99 bash fee, but the bash fee includes your lunch and dinner for the weekend. It includes all the parties. You can BYOB
awesome.
At the pool. Yeah, so that's great. And the hotel is about $100 a night or so, and people stay for 2 or 3 nights. So it's a really affordable, you know, quick getaway weekend. And then the parties are a small fee. We charge anywhere from $10 to $15 at the door. And that really is just to cover the private venue, you know, the DJ and you know, things like that.
Great.
So yeah, we try to keep things very low cost for our members. And, you know, Kirby Ventures is just here to try to make, you know, everybody happy and everybody accepted. We welcome everybody.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Maria, for being on the show. And everybody, please check out Kirby Ventures because it looks like a blast. And me and Jackie need to plan a trip.
Yes, you both are definitely invited.
After Thanksgiving.
Hit me up.
So remember that you can always call in to Plus Size Life Entertainment. We love to hear from you. And remember, you could contact me and Jackie on Instagram, on Facebook, any of it. I'm at Zuhaila, Zuheila. Please check in with us, Jackie.
And I am Jackie_A on Instagram. If you need any, you know, any, if you have any questions or anything, go ahead.
All right, so we're going to see you. Happy birthday to my family.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Pero tú puesta para mí. Haciendo que me odien más. Porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no.
Que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que eres mía, mía, tú misma lo decías, cuando yo te lo hacía.
Yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que eres mía, mía, tú misma lo decías, cuando yo te lo hacía. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bebé, yo soy fan de tu caminar, te doy todo lo mío hasta mi respirar.
Favorito de tu mic, el campo que tenía todas las Jordan y las Nike.